That, my friends, is the sound of rain. The sound, and that was lightning. So any second now, we should hear a thunderclap. The rumble of thunder. I'm standing under a tree, which is probably not the best place to be, with Guido. How are you?
Not bad, I'm alright.
Now, you've been helping me do some decking today, and I've got a list as long as my arm of other jobs that are kind of a little bit dependent on it at least being pleasurable and dry. So I'm kind of hoping that the sun's going to come out in a moment and we don't actually get struck by lightning. So you've been in England now, you come from the Czech Republic for 3 years. Do you remember a good summer?
Yeah, the first one, 2006. Yeah. That was really hot summer. Hotter than in Czech Republic.
Hotter than the Czech Republic? Yeah. I must have been on holiday then, I can't remember that one.
Well, that was really hot.
So, I don't know, it's kind of strange. You're going back to the Czech Republic soon, and I was asking you, is there anything that you're going to miss from England?
Yeah, maybe Football League.
The Football League?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got television though.
Well, but I like the atmosphere around in England.
Do you go to games then?
No.
Ah, you mean the streets and the conversation?
I mean, the point of view of fans, supporters, it's okay. Not the same in Czech Republic.
Right. You know,
Czech League is rubbish.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought you had some good footballers though.
Well, about everybody plays abroad for world-class team, not in Czech League.
Ah, yeah, okay, so all the good players are playing elsewhere in the world. I think that was God agreeing with you then. So what have you liked about working and living in England?
Oh, well, hard to say, simply I moved in just to try a different lifestyle, different country, get something from different culture.
Yeah.
That's it. Maybe to earn some money.
Yeah, of course. But now everything's leveling out with economies. We're all struggling or having different issues in different places. So we'll have to see how that goes. It's just raindrops like golf balls now. You say the Czech summer is really, really nice. Too hot, you say?
Too hot, definitely too hot.
Do you have tropical rains like this?
Well, this year, especially this year, there have been many storms. Oh, you can see.
It's hailstones.
Hailstones.
I just got hit on the head twice by hailstones. The tree that we're standing under, I'd love to know what it is. I probably should. It's some kind of maple. Should we move into the garage? Let's do a run, just because this is the moment that we're going to get struck by lightning, should we actually get struck by lightning. Okay, so now I'm absolutely, completely saturated, with only like 5 paces. Well, maybe it'll pass, but I don't know, I don't hold much hope. Got turf to lay, paving to lay. Maybe you should just give me some Czech lessons, we could turn it into a class. How do I say it's pissing it down?
Prší.
One word, that's nice and easy.
Yeah.
Just.
It's raining.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's a much politer way of saying it than I just did. It's calming down. Half of me wants it to carry on, because it is nice watching the rain. It'd be nice watching the sun when it eventually comes. Of course, this whole garden maintenance is in preparation for what may well be a big barbecue party that hoping to have, but of course I've got visions now of it being a stereotypical British barbecue with me standing in the rain and everybody enjoying themselves indoors. As long as I've got a waterproof beer, I think I'll be all right. It's brightening up and slowing down, which means we can get sweaty and muddy. Excellent. If it's raining where you are, don't start doing anything in the garden. Just take it easy. Can't actually turn this bloody thing off now. Oh, here we go. I got a text from Vodafone telling me something I didn't want to do. Vodafone on an iPhone? I've said too much.